Blog Talk Radio.
Kicking off your day with the hottest stories that are that everybody's going to be talking about today. That's right. It's 6 a.m. on the East Coast. The markets are going to open up in about 3.5 hours. There's lots of stuff to talk about. We're all going to look very serious this morning. People are on their way to work. And they want to know about hard-hitting news. They want information. They want to know what happened overnight as they were sleeping. And, or if they're like me, they never went to sleep. But things still happened. Okay, I'm going to bring on a caller here. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Vince in the Bay.
Yeah, this is him. This is welcome to morning, your morning cup of Vince.
I go by Lioness, but
Lioness.
Mhm. But you can call me Connie. It's all good.
Lioness, is that your porn name or something, or is that your industry name, your acting name?
It's actual Vince. Is Vince in the Bay your real name?
Well, Vince is, yeah.
All right. Well, Vince, I just wanted to call in and let you know that I am honored you took my call. Right.
Oh, hey, no, I'm honored that you took the time to call in. You have a lot of choices when it comes to starting your morning off, and you chose us, or me. And,
well,
and
most days I go to the Barefoot Broadcaster. I'll just be honest with you. Right? I'm all straight talk here, right?
Right, of course.
So, anyway.
Yeah, he's my chief competitor right now. It's kind of like Howard Stern and Imus.
Well, I kinda like that Imus guy. He's fine looking, don't you think, Mike? I mean, Howard Stern, he looks all dirty.
Actually, they're both rather unattractive, I
all
think.
All right. Well, you're not a woman, are you, Vince in the Bay?
Last time I checked, no, I am not.
All right. I was just checking. You could have been Vincenza with just a real deep voice, like.
Vincenza? I don't think that's even... I'm sorry, there's not even... There's no female equivalent of Vincent. It's Vincent. That's it.
I had a friend, and we called her Vince.
That's okay. That's, I mean, fine. I mean, there's people that get named, you know, nicknames all the time that are not necessarily gender specific. That's another thing. It's not.
Well, it's like girls named Robin or men named Robin.
I'm sorry. Who?
Robin.
Oh yeah, Robin Quivers. Oh, I love Robin Quivers. She makes me quiver, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, I find her attractive. I mean, if I were to become, you know, go that way with the sex, yeah. I mean, she'd be right there at the top. But you don't know the name Vincenza. I'm a little shocked.
There's Vincenzo. I guess there could be a Vincenza, but there's no English language equivalent of Vincenza. I'm sorry, just doesn't exist.
All right. Well, I was just like, if you said your name were Pat. Or you said, hey, I'm Robin, I'm not going to assume, all right, that you're a man or a woman.
All right. Well, I'm going to assume, Connie, that you are a female. Am I right?
I am all through and through. And I am a much older than you. And I'm just, you know, I'm just happy to be here. I was, normally in the morning, I start with the Barefoot Broadcaster.
Hey, you know what? I really rather you not mention any of my competitors at the moment. As you know, the morning demographic here on BTR is not very big at all. There's not very much listenership at 6 a.m. in the East, so... It's a very, very delicate thing, and if you even mention another broadcaster on here, you know, one or two people just out of curiosity are going to go over there and check it out, and then I'm just going to be left here all by myself with you.
All right, Vincenza.
I'm not Vincenza. I'm Vince in the Bay. You just call me Vince, though.
Oh, Vince in the Bay. That's right. Sorry, I'm all, you know, public school. All right.
Uh-huh.
So I want.
And ladies and gentlemen, I want to remind you, you are tuned to your morning cup of Vince, taking your calls. It's a morning call-in show. We're getting your day started. I'm going to get into some news in a bit. I do not want to talk about the shooting this morning. I want to get you guys up and at them and ready to go and embrace the day. We're going to just talk about other things there's nothing else really to talk about. I guess Barack Obama is calling for an 11 a.m. Moment of silence. I was actually hoping that Barack Obama would have a moment of silence that would last for weeks. That would be nice. The guy could just shut up for a second. The guy just doesn't stop talking. They had that Valerie Jarrett who was saying, "Oh, we got this year 2011. We got to get Barack out there with the people. He's got to be in campaign mode. It's like, what are you talking about? He's been in campaign mode the entire time. He hasn't stopped barnstorming the country since he ran for president in 2007. What do you think of that, Connie?
Well, I don't know where you fall politically, right? But there are a couple things on the politicking front I need to mention, all right? I wish Barack Obama would be silent for the next 2 years, all right?
Second, yeah, I agree. That was what I was trying to say, but you so eloquently
Well, I ain't eloquent, but let me tell you, I just say what I think, and what I think is what is real, and I want to bring to your attention. This is amazing. There is something really big going on in the world. January the 22nd. Are you familiar with what's happening January 22nd?
January 22nd. Yeah, I do. There is something big coming up. I think it's National Chemtrail Day, right? Is that what you're thinking of?
That's right.
That's right.
Sir.
Yeah.
That's right. Right on.
Yeah, tell us about it.
All right. It's a big deal. All right. What in the world are they spraying? All right. Let me tell you. I wake up. And I look in the sky, and I know whether I'm going to have a good day or a bad day. Because I can see them chemtrails. I'm aware of them, but I don't think most people are. All right? And I want to know what they're spraying into our air. So I can tell. If there are chemtrails up there, then my bursitis is going to act up. It's not going to be a good day, all right?
Yeah, I got to look this up. I read this earlier.
I have a link in it. I am not a paid spokeswoman, all right? Vince in the Bay, I want to make sure this is all clear, all right?
Yeah, you got it, Connie.
I just think it's important. I see there are people listening to your show it all day, all night. I mean, times that are just ungodly, to be honest, to someone like me. And I want everyone to know. So I just posted that in your chat.
You don't know how to post things in the chat, do you?
Well, I mean, I just did. I just, I talked.
I think you might be in the wrong chat. I think you might be over at Barefoot Broadcaster.
I copy and pasted
what you put over there into my chat room, so you're covered.
All right, yeah. I didn't mean to be over there with the broadcaster without shoes, you know. I mean, that's a little uncouth, don't you think?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to broadcast, you might as well put on a nice pair of shoes.
Maybe we should ask them about that.
I think that's important. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because, I mean, he could be, or she, I don't know, barefoot broadcaster could be a she. For all we know, they could be in, he or she could be endangering the listening audience there.
Well, I think it's just not safe walking around with your foot bare like that. And I think if you're broadcasting, you might as well be professional. Because that's how I was raised. All right? We don't, this, all you youngins, it's all this business casual. I don't know what that is. We went to work, and we go to work, and we dress real good like. All right. What is?
Oh, my God. We have even more competition now. Clarence T. Brown is broadcasting at the same time as well. How dare he? How
now,
dare
I listen to his show. It is a load of bull dung, all right? I'm just telling you right now.
Yeah.
You might not like my politicking, but I'm telling you.
Yeah, well, if you're just joining us, it's your Morning Cup of Vince taking your calls. If you want to join me and Connie here, we're tackling the day's stories. If you want to join us, 347-826-7667. We'll be right back. It's Vince of the Bay. It's your Morning Cup of Vince. I'll be back in a few moments here with my good friend this morning on this fine morning. West, looks like the East Coast is getting hit with some snowfall. Looking at your Monday weather forecast, Boston looking at a high of 33, New York 33, Washington 34, Atlanta 32. And Orlando 75. That's your quick little weather update. That's right, weather on the 8th right here on your Morning Cup of Vince. We'll be right back after this with more from Connie. right here on your Morning Cup Events. BRB. Sorry, kids. My bad. I'm wasted. You know how that is. Yep, and I still am wasted. Vince in the Bay, 347-826-7667 is the call-in number. It's your Morning Cup Events. Hey, kids. It's morning time, and I'm Vince, and I'm still here with you. And Connie is going to be back with me in a moment. We're going to update you on everything that's brewing throughout the country, especially in Washington, where things are going down now that the Congress is back in session. Unfortunately, this tragedy in Tucson is going to make it so that nothing's really going to happen in Washington, which is by default a good thing, but unfortunately it had to take a tragedy to shut down Congress for a day. Although they don't do anything on Mondays anyways. They vote on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and that's it. Most of those Congress critters, they're in Washington 3 days a week if they can help it. They come in on Tuesday, usually come in late Monday night, stay Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then they go back to wherever they're going to go the rest of the week. Unless they really have work to do, then they'll do the Mondays and Fridays and all that bullshit. So now it's all about the unfolding of the aftermath of this tragedy now, right? It's all about what are these politicians going to do now when they do their town hall meetings or now when they do these outreach stuff. This gives them, another excuse to try to distance themselves from the people they're supposed to be serving. And it's a shame. Public officials get assassinated all the time. And it actually has been happening less and less in this country, I think. Our country has I'm assuming that everybody that's listening is a citizen of the United States of America, but I digress. I'm just vamping here until our good friend Connie gets back. Let's check and see if she's back yet. Connie, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, hey, Connie.
I'm
Welcome
here. Oh, no, hold on. My husband. No, I'm talking to this nice lady. Vincenza by the back. All right, back. I'm sorry.
That's all right, never mind. That's fine. That's great. Thank you. Thanks for listening. I appreciate it, everybody who's in the chat. And thank you, of course, to Connie for joining us here. I'm sorry, Connie, what's your porn name? I mean, your nickname?
Lioness, yeah. Now, can
Lioness.
I tell you, you were talking about tragedy, and I want to tell you something, all right? And this is going to blow your mind.
Okay, shoot.
No, I ain't going to shoot at you, honey.
Fire away.
All right, well, here's what, remember that link that I posted in the chat?
Yeah, what about it?
All right, so the real tragedy here, and I think this is going to hurt you deep down in your soul, all right?
Of course.
I just found out, I just got word from one of my chemtrail friends, all right? Sheila E. will not be at the Chemtrail Awareness Day event.
Are you kidding me? Why not?
I don't know. She's busy, I guess. I don't know.
What does her drum circle team have better to do on that day?
Well, I think it's real important, which is why I want to call in and tell y'all. You know, Vincenza in the Bay, I know you got a good following.
I do. Thanks. Appreciate it.
I think everyone needs to know that what's going on and what the government is spraying in our faces. Right there. Right there. You can see it. You can see it. Watch.
Sunrise.
Your sunrise.
I'm looking at it. Yep.
All right. And you tell me tomorrow Vincenzo, you tell me how you feel, all right? You tell me, good day or bad day, and I'll tell you, based on the chemtrails, whether you had bursitis, if you had...
I have no idea what you're talking about. I really don't. And I,
you might have flare-up.
Frankly, Connie, I don't want you to say it again because I don't think I'd understand it anymore if you repeated it.
All right. Well, I'll hang out then. I mean, it's fine. I just was. It's. I think it's a public.
Connie,
service.
Can I ask you a question, Connie? Connie, are you drinking alcohol right now as we're doing this broadcast?
Listen, Vinny, you can ask me anything.
I just asked you something.
What did you ask me, sweetheart?
Connie, what are you drinking right now? What have you been drinking on the program tonight?
Honey, I do not drink the adult beverage. I only get them things in the can with the caffeine, a little bit of, I don't know, it's got something in there. I don't know what it is, but that's what we drink here. I give it to my son, get his ass out school. Otherwise, he sit around and he play on his, I don't know, some play box or something. I don't know.
All right, so we're hanging out with Connie here. We're talking about the tragedy that's happened in Arizona and the aftermath and what the implications mean. All the 9/11 tapes are emerging, and it's just becoming. This is just the tip of the iceberg, kids. You're going to see stuff released for the next 3, 4, or 5 days straight. What? I'm sorry, you cut out there. What?
Events in the Bay.
Yeah, Connie,
go ahead.
This is Connie. Folks, if you're listening, this is our guest this morning here on your Morning Cup Events. It's Connie. Connie, where are you calling in from exactly?
Well, I'm right in there in the Dirty South. Just right up in there.
What, like ATL? You're in the ATL or something, or where are you?
Yeah, you can say that. I mean, I'm a real private person.
I could do that.
I don't really, I don't want to talk about that kind of stuff. My son on his P-Box 3 or whatever, I mean, he's chatting with these girls and stuff. I mean, he ain't even old enough to have hair down there, and he's all trying to get them pregnant, you know? It's terrible. But here's what I wanted to point out.
Right.
I mean, what happened in Tucson, that is wrong. It's all wrong.
You know what? Let me ask you this before we even get into it. Where do you fall on the whole boycott of Arizona to begin with? Were you part of that boycott? Did you boycott Arizona?
I remember that. I'm not dumb.
Are you saying yes? I heard you say yes.
No,
did you boycott Arizona?
Slow. I said I talk slow, and yes, I remember the boycott. Now listen, Vincenzo in the Bay, I do not boycott any part of my country, all right, except for the thems that are spreading the chemtrails.
Right, and they're spreading that everywhere.
Well, look, you see all them birds dropping dead right out of the sky.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a horror movie, but not with, you know, it's got a little more plot.
I think it was actually the LLC partly involved in that myself.
Who's them LLC? What's this LLC?
You're not familiar with Larry O'Connor?
I ain't heard of no Larry O'Shaughnessy. What the fuck? Oh, pardon my French. I'm sorry.
No, that's not what I said. I said Larry O'Donnell.
Hello.
I read my local paper, but I don't know no Larry O'Donnell. I think.
Well, that's funny because he knows you.
What? How he know me? No, you're that. You know what?
And you're just being silly.
You haven't had enough.
He can't believe you don't know who he is.
Well, I'm real surprised, like, you know.
Larry, what do you think about this? I have a quote here from Larry. This is Larry on Larry. This is Larry talking about Larry.
I think that you could say he's a stalwart figure.
All right. Well, listen now. This ain't no place to be talking about people's warts. That's a private matter, right? I mean, come on. If he's got
how about
the
Ted Williams?
Stalwart.
How about Ted Williams? How do you feel about Ted Williams? Are you happy to see that guy get some work? You think he's gonna relapse or what's gonna happen with that guy?
Who's Bob Williams?
Ted? He's the guy with the golden voice, the homeless guy that was on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
What do you think?
All right.
Yeah.
I think that guy has a big broadcasting future. All right. I don't know who this Larry O'Donnell is. All right. But I'm just saying, I think that this. That little gentleman with the nice voice, like, I mean, he going places, all right?
Kraft Homestyle macaroni and cheese. Cheesy noodles topped with golden brown breadcrumbs. You know you love it.
Yeah, you're right. He is going places. He's already doing mac and cheese commercials.
Well, you know, I don't know why anybody... You know, Vans, you cook. Stuff.
I do not cook. I do not cook. I eat though.
All right. I bet you're.
I can. If
you got
teach
a nice
me how to
wife,
cook something,
and
I can,
she cooks up the grits for
if,
you. Huh?
If my nice wife were able to so kind to train me how to cook something, I could certainly do it. But. Beyond that, you're not going to see me motivate to cook anything.
All right. Well, you that nice wife of yours, I'm sure, with your little cup of Joe there, you got some grits, some biscuits and gravy, right?
No, I don't actually. You did get one thing right, though. I do have a little cup of Joe here.
All right, I heard
for the
coffee.
Cup of Vince show, if you know what I'm saying.
Right. Well, Vince, it sounds like you have y'all stick going on here, and I'm interfering. But, you know, what? There's some saying I hear from you. Are you city folk? Where are you from?
I'm currently in the San Francisco Bay Area.
All right,
and
so that's where you're from
more,
and where you're at, right?
I'm from the San Francisco Bay Area.
And that's where you're at.
I'm in the Bay, yes. I'm on my yacht in the middle of the Bay, looking at the moon as it sparkles above the arches of the Golden Gate. It's amazing out here.
I'm
sitting in my jacuzzi and just have my arms wrapped around two of my favorite ladies, and we're just relaxing here doing the show from the hot tub. And actually, I'm going to have to slide up by one of you ladies here and get. I got to get my.
Don't
my
throw her.
On.
She's a woman. She's a lady, not a toy.
Right. Well, I'm just going to enjoy this cup of Joe here.
Put that coffee down.
Wow, who's that?
Whoa.
Van.
Excuse me.
Coffee is for closers, and you close nothing.
What's this closers?
Oh. And
what is that? Is that like some sex thing that I don't know about? What is this quote? Is that a sex thing? Come on. You tell me, Vince in the Bay.
No.
I want to know.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Closing what?
I don't know how he knows. He must be an insider extreme member because that's the only person that could, people that could see that I'm drinking my coffee right now. So, if you want to know what I'm doing, apparently this guy is going to tell you on the air while I'm supposedly having a private little moment with my insider extreme members. But some people just want to rain on the parade, and it's fine. They're right to do it. If they want to spoil the fun for everybody, then they're going to be exposed as the spoilers of said fun. All right.
What was that all about? A big old
You know what? You know what that means, Connie? It means I've had it up to here with you. I haven't understood a single word you've said.
Well, we need like a translator or something.
In the like 45 minutes we've been on, you've made almost no sense. And
all right,
merging
well,
other callers
better than making no sense at all, right?
Well,
that's better.
You know what? My bad for scheduling a show at 3 a.m, you know, which translates to what, 6 a.m. your time. I understand you're waking up, you know, you're trying to get your day going. See, we're still partying out here, right? We're not all like high strung like you people. And,
all right,
we're going to have fun here in the morning.
I don't like
get people
the way
juice
you
for their day.
All this disrespect at me. I'm your elder.
Disrespectful? Look, honey. I've been doing a show here. I've been doing an internet radio show here for 3.5 months. I get 100 listeners a day, and I don't have to put up with this.
I get 100 customers a day, all right?
Yeah, I bet you do. I bet you do. I bet you rent your room by the hour there
Vince in the Bay, I only rent that room to your mama. I'm just saying.
All right, that's
all
it.
Right?
That's
y'all
it. This
disrespectful.
I can't
mind.
Believe it's
I'm
come down
bear
to. You're gonna drag my mom into this. You goddamn whore. I know you. I know what you do. I know your little nickname. You know why? I was joking. I was trying to joke about it, but that really is her porn name, ladies and gentlemen. I found her. You know why she's on my show? I found her on XXXBunker.com. That's right.
All right. You know who's my number one?
You know what?
Customer?
Shut up, bitch. Shut up for a second. I got to do my promo for XXXBunker.com because, look, if you want to do a live webcam chat with Connie here, you can go to XXXBunker.com. I'm looking at her right now, and she's got these droopy tits. And, you know, if she wanted to, she could, like, probably tie them in a knot and spin them around like a propeller. It's disgusting. She's the only person that I could get to call on my show that's any type of personality on the internet. So I'm sorry. Excuse me. I failed.
Oh, well,
all right. I don't know how to do a morning show. All right. All right. I tried to do the morning show in format. It's just not for me. All right. I tried to book a guest, a legitimate internet phenomenon. Videos that this chick Connie is in on XXXBunker.
Who was your legit?
If you go to Horny MILFs.
You still have to pay me, you know. Guys,
you
all have to pay me. All right. I know you got the big money. I know about Larry.
Or it's something 52.
LLC. I know.
She's like 52 years old, I think, is what that means. She's, she's like going down on this one guy. I don't care who you are. I have to give you one thing, Kai. You can fit a large black cock really deep into that mouth of yours that won't shut the fuck up. That's the only time she doesn't say anything. All right, Moxie, call in right now. Yeah, I'm totally hanging up on her. Yeah, she's muted. Hopefully she'll just drop off. What a loser. 347-826-7667. She's trying to do a morning show, you know? Is that so wrong? Well, I do want to say thank you to Iconoclast TX and Moxie for hanging out. If either one of you guys want to call in, we can do this. If not, it's all good. I'll just go back to XXXBunker.com and see if I can find another chick in the chat room, the webcam thing in there, and maybe we'll have better luck next time. I'm sorry. I apologize. She started off all right. She seemed like she knew some shit, but then she just showed it. She's white trash. Come on. Let's face it. Let's move on. I'll be right back.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. My love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Going places that I've never been. Seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again.
Moxie here in a second, but before I get to Moxie, I want to do something here. I do this sometimes. I hack into people's. I mean, it's so easy to do. In fact, Moxie should show me how to do this, but I hacked into and I don't want to say what happened exactly, but I have some software that I can record stuff on the fly, like whatever's kind of like where you do a screenshot. You know, you take a screenshot of a picture. I can do a screenshot of audio or video. Most people can do that, I guess, but I do it from time to time, and I caught something earlier with our good friend Connie, the fucking hooker, MILF porn star. She was, there was a couple candid moments that I caught a tape of during the breaks that we were taking, like when I was playing music. she would talk to her husband during the break, and it was pretty fucking hilarious. And so I was able, because she calls in, and obviously her number is, it, she calls in on Skype, and so her number and everything's there. And Moxie showed me this way where you can basically listen to her conversations that she has on Skype. And anything, as long as the microphone's live, even if she's muted or whatever, like, you can still hear it through this. I'm not even going to tell you how it's done, but just trust me. And I got some juicy shit, and I'm going to play back some of it right now. So here we go. This is what's-her-face, Connie, talking to her deadbeat husband in between one of the breaks. Let's listen in.
I am talking to a nice lady here, Vincenza. Now you go make your own grits, you lazy son of a bitch. Y'all, and get your nephew off that P-Box 3, all right? What does he think he's going to do? All right, I got to talk. I'm doing the radio. Important.
I think there's more coming up here in a second. It's like she doesn't say stuff for like long periods of time. But I can't remember. She usually like talks shit about the music I play. Or her husband will, or they'll think it's somebody it isn't. Like I'll play, I don't know, I'll play like Metallica, and she'll be like, this is Pearl Jam, right? I love Pearl Jam. She's hilarious. It's actually funnier to get her reaction, because I play some eclectic, weird, well, not weird, but just like, sometimes I play some unrecognizable stuff, and she'll think it's something completely not even close to what it really is. But here's some more rambling here. Check this out.
All right, Cammy, I'm just telling you right now, you stop that. I'm trying to listen to this nice lady on the radio, on the internet, all right? Now, listen here. I can't tell what this is. I think this is, I don't know. I don't think it ain't no Sheila E. It sounds like it might be from one of them black folks, all right? Can you help me out? Yo, get him, Kenny. What is wrong with your lazy ass?
Yeah, that one was kind of lame, I guess. I don't know. There was a couple of other good ones, but you get the picture. She's just as wild shit. She doesn't even realize. Like, in fact, I think I should just start just unmuting her and during the show, because I do that to that guy that calls in as Nature Boy, is it? Yeah, that, like, I'll just, like, because that's where the advantage comes in, where me, like, accidentally muting myself. Which, by the way, I don't even know. Am I muted? People, can somebody in the chat give me a heads up and let me know if you can hear me? Because I'm not calling in on Skype right now because I still can't get this stupid headset fixed. But anyways, sorry, Moxie. Moxie's been waiting. Let me bring her up. Moxie, are you there?
Yeah, barely.
Hey, sorry.
All right, why do you do this? Like, with Nature Boy and whoever this... What? Why, man?
Oh, shit. Icono can't hear me.
No, he can't hear anything.
Oh. All right, well, you can hear me, right?
I can hear you. And I want to know, like, I mean, I just had to suffer through that, I mean, public school reject. Why do you do this, Vince? I mean, you have good callers. You have all of the hottest.
I don't like to discriminate just because they're trolls or weirdos.
I don't think she's a troll. I think she's just honestly
she's
just
a herco. Yeah, she's
sick.
Just
you know, up in the head. I think.
You're right.
And I, you know, and that's unfair. Who you calling? Fucking sick in the head, you little bitch. Oh, okay. See, there we go. Vince, why can you mute her? Seriously.
All right, I'm going to mute her.
Vincenzo on the bye. All right, Vince, come on. I mean, I know. Is the switchboard out? Is that what's going on?
No, it's not. What's going on?
All right, just, I can't. I'm hanging up because I can't stand her voice. Like, she's just ignorant. I'm sorry. She's ignorant.
All right.
This is supposed to be a happy, sunshiny morning coffee show. Why do we have the dregs of society?
You're right. You're totally right. You're right.
For, like, primary caller. And
did you guys watch the games yesterday? Did you guys watch the Green Bay Packers? I can't believe they pulled it off. That fucking dog killer had a chance at the end, and he handed it over to the Packers. He blew it for me. I only got one pick right this week. That fucking asshole, Michael Vick. That's it. I don't give him I'm never going to give him a second chance again. He just fucked me in the ass. All right.
All right, Kenny. This guy Vince in the Bay. He talking all this.
Hey,
anal
hey,
sex
Moxie,
stuff.
Sorry.
I think
hey.
He might be. What's the matter?
Hey, Moxie.
You
gotta
her?
Admit though. I'm sorry. I'm not gonna mute her because she doesn't talk. She doesn't really like talk over people. She's cool. She's fun though. She's totally wasted. You can tell. She's.
I'll talk over you, Vince, in the bay. All right. Well, listen. I'm done. I'm out. I'm seriously just gonna hang up.
All right, I'll talk to you later, Moxie. Sorry.
All right.
It's all right. This is my late night. This is my late early morning thing.
Oh, it's good. It's all good. I'm going to stay in the chat. Don't worry.
All right.
Peace out, brother.
Later, biatch. All right, so, Connie, are you still there?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Vince in the bay. Vincenza, pretend like he's the man. He's really got the biggest tits that hang so far down he trips over him when he walks.
Who's that?
You, Vinny.
Are you talking shit to me now? I just defended you to Moxie. I just like basically told my co-host to go shove it up her ass.
Because
I think you're funny, and now you're, like, turning on me? What the fuck's wrong with you?
I don't care, Vinny. Vincenza, I think you need to go and just get that surgery you've been wanting.
What surgery is that?
Well, you got the big tits, so now all you need is the vajayjay. Just saying. I don't mean to be rude, but you've been rude. I have provided a public service for your listeners about what's going on January 22nd, the Chemtrail Awareness Day. And I also
That's right. I forgot.
Major bad news about Sheila E.
All right. Hang on a second. All right. I want to apologize to my listeners. Okay, look. The reason why I brought her back and I kicked off Moxie, I don't want this to get and turn into like a rumor mill, all right? Contractually obligated to have this bitch on here. All right. Okay, it's just trust me, she has to be on here for a little bit. And I also have to congratulate you all for hanging out with me for these wee hour morning shows that I'm doing right now. I apologize if it is completely ridiculous and stupid and probably a waste of time for anybody to listen to in archive form. But as far as late night insomnia or early morning insomnia cure, I don't think you can really beat it unless you watch some other show with a name that might be somewhat similar to mine, who obviously stole it. I thought up this idea for this name, Morning Cup of Vince, and then when I started my show, I turned on the TV and there's this fucking dickhead with the same idea. And I was fast, man. The internet moves quick. That's right. That's right. I got other shit up my sleeves, though. Yeah, sleeves, plural. Some magicians have something up one sleeve. I have something up both. So I'm twice as dangerous. And, yeah. Hope you guys are enjoying your morning cup of Vince. As you, the day breaks on the East Coast and you, sit down to a nice warm cup of Joe and sip on it and get your day started.
Put that coffee down.
Whatever, Larry. I don't give a fuck at this point. I got 30 minutes left to get through this show. I'm surprised I got this far. It's been fun. Thanks, Moxie and Iconoclast, for hanging out in the chat. I'm going to bring Connie back on in a second, but I want to finish my coffee here, and then we'll wrap it up with her.
Coffee is for closers, and you closed nothing.
Oh, I'm going to close this show, though. You better believe it. And just a side note, for Moxie and Iconoclast TX, I will give you both copies of the I Would Die For You song that opened the broadcast. It's by El Mariachi, I'm sorry, Mariachi El Bronx. And it's off of a cover record dedicated to Prince. I forgot the name of it. It's put out by Spin Magazine. I think I downloaded it for free off the internet. You might still be able to find it. Google is your friend. If you don't, let me know, and I can just post it in the chat in a second. But I'm going to play this again just for my two bestest BTR friends right now. At this very moment in time, I'm talking about Steve and Rick, my good friends that are listening as guests. That's right. Guest 179 is my good buddy Steve and Rick. Thanks, dudes. They're also watching me on Insider Extreme Cam. And I love them, and I'm going to go make love to them right now.
Never lie, and if you're evil, I'll forgive you, bye bye, girl.
this dog off my leg. You've been humping it. All right? I ain't no $2 hoe. I'm listening to this nice lady Vincenza in the bay. All right? Yeah, Kenny, you know, I really wish we need to get your new hover around, all right? Because you ain't hovering around where I need you, you piece of shit. Lazy ass lying piece of. Oh, yeah, sorry, excuse. Kenny, your dog is humping my leg! Kenny, all right, listen, I'm trying to listen to this Vincenzo in the bay. He's playing all this gay music. I don't know what is going on, all right? So I can't concentrate if your dog is trying to procreate with my leg.
Okay, I'm back. Sorry, folks, I was muted there for a second. I always do that. My bad. 347-826-7667 is the number. I think I'm unmuted at least. I don't know. I can never tell. So, yeah, so I played that, that song there. And that was by Mariachi El Bronx. And that's off of the Prince tribute record that Spin put out last year called Purplish Rain, and it also includes tracks by the likes of Riverboat Gamblers, Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, Full Chin of Montreal, Chairlift, the Twilight Singers, Mariachi El Bronx, which was the track you just heard, I Would Die For You, and also Greg Worden and Lavender Diamond. I don't even know who the fuck those people are, but there you have it. Mariachi El Bronx, of course, is the alter ego of the hardcore-ish band The Bronx, which are a rockin' outfit in their own right, but they're amazing as Mariachi El Bronx as well. And I'd like to remind everybody that this morning's Morning Cup Events program, it returns to the 100% Jew-free format that you are so used to here on Blog Talk Radio. And we thank you for joining myself and Connie this morning. I'm going to bring Connie back now. Connie.
All right, you're talking about the Jew.
Yeah,
you hate
I am.
The Jews, Mark. Huh?
No, I don't hate the Jews.
Vince in the Bay, I need to ask you.
No, there's this one particular Jew that
because
I don't like.
He isn't even a Jew. All right. Now,
I've been sitting here listening to
your broadcast.
This is
the most pain I've had since my bursitis flared up, which was
I'm
earlier.
A troll and a liar.
All right. Well, I don't know who that is. I don't even care. He don't scare me. All right. And now I want to know, do you like the man or the women?
You mean, am I straight or homosexual?
I'm not even sure what sex you are, sweetheart.
Yeah, I know. Well,
your voice don't make it clear, all right? You know what I'm saying, Vince in the Bay?
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, I have a very effeminate voice, so it kind of confuses people. But I am a male. I have a penis, and
all right.
I like to insert my penis into vaginas that
right.
hopefully are attached to females.
Hey, Kenny, he's all right. He's all right. He's all right. He likes the vajayjay. All right. Thanks, Vincent Bay. Sorry, I was talking to my husband and my nephew.
Moxie, I don't know. Moxie has always been jealous of every guest I've ever had on this show. I don't know what her problem is.
She sound like Vince, she sounds like a total bitch. I think I have seen entire threads.
Kind of her shtick.
About her. And I think, is she a big, black, and beautiful?
Yeah, she is.
All right, then. I know exactly who she is. She's been spamming all these, you know, here, whatever. What do we call this where I can see other people who are talking and whatever? But anyway, she's been spamming all these all over BTR with some picture she just had taken. And she's all, like, uppity.
Oh, yeah, we saw that earlier.
I don't like that. I am not like that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's... No. Hey, Kenny, get your dog off here. He's still humping my leg. All right.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, it's Vince in the Bay. It's your morning cup of Vince. We're here live with our good friend Connie, who is here joining me as my co-host.
No, Kenny is my husband and my nephew.
And her husband Kenny is with her as well. And we're taking your call.
Don't worry, I know how to take care of him.
Right. Okay. 347-826-7667 is the number. If you want to join the conversation, we're talking about the shooting in Arizona. Connie, what was going through your mind when you found out about these shootings?
Well, I have to be honest, all right? Because where I live, we don't get all that fancy TV stuff that you guys get, and you, Vincenzo in the Bay, and your husband, and all that, all right? And so I had to read about
Look,
it in the
everybody
paper
thinks I'm
this
gay
morning.
Because I'm in the Bay. For a second, wait, hang on a second here, Connie. Just because everybody thinks I'm gay because I say I'm in the Bay. Yeah, haha, I get it. San Francisco, gay, Castro,
no,
whatever.
Bay,
I get it. I've heard it. I've heard it all. Does that mean I'm gay? It doesn't mean I'm gay.
Don't stop on all what the kids are doing, because, listen, when they say somebody's in the Bay, they're talking about the anus.
I know. And we also want to, I guess we got to get this in at some point, we just found out that the LOC is going to be announcing a date for a money bomb. Apparently, they are going to be...
All right, you know you'll all get arrested for even promoting any sort of bomb. I'm just saying, all right? Vince,
no,
I
Connie,
care
you don't
about
understand.
You.
It's not a real bomb.
I'm smart. I'm real
Connie,
smart.
Connie, it's not a real bomb. It's not a real bomb. It's a virtual bomb where...
I don't care if it's real or virtual, Vince.
It's not even that, though. It's not even a virtual bomb. It's just the name that people give to a day that they set aside for everybody to donate cash to a cause on a day.
All right, so you're promoting this bomb-making society? What do you call them?
Yeah.
I heard that guy. He sounds like he's in the Bay, too.
Right. Okay, so they want to do a money bomb for the LOC to raise funds so that they can get enough money together for Larry to get his anus bleached.
All he need is some good duct tape. You ask Kenny. Kenny
duct tape?
All right? Connie, Kenny, we know.
Come on, that's like ghetto.
All right. Well, look, I'm not all fancy city folk like you, Vince and the anus.
Look, I told you, it's not funny, right? I've heard it already. I've heard the gay jokes.
I ain't saying there's nothing wrong with it, man.
I'm not going to change my thing, all right? I've established myself as Vince in the Bay. I can't change it now. And everybody says, oh, Vince in the Gay, or Vince is very gay, or whatever, something gay. It's always Vince.
No, it's
Vince,
all
love
Vince
and love.
Is in the anus. You don't keep up. I got
Connie,
five kids, sweetheart.
Oh, my God. Can somebody please call in and help me? Connie is my guest. She's going to be here for another...
I don't have to be your guest.
12 minutes
are,
here.
All right? I got 5 kids. I got a husband who might as well be a kid.
I know you do. Yeah.
His
we hear you yelling.
He's been humping my leg.
Uh-huh.
I've making love to my leg for the last
45 somebody's
minutes.
Got to, right, Connie?
Hey, you know, you don't know Kenny at all, so don't you go be talking about the libido. All right, Vance?
All right.
He's real sexy.
I bet. I believe you.
He a little overweight, but listen, that man can do foreplay for hours, all right? Now, so don't you be... disemasculating my husband and nephew.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'm going to take a break here. I'm going to come back with Connie. If you guys want to join us, we have some time here. 347-826-7667.
Out here.
It's Vince in the Bay, and your morning cup of Vince. I'll be right back.
Thank you. thank everybody for coming out this evening, first of all, supporting me. Everybody that got in the building tonight. As you know, it's been an extremely hard year for me.
All right, Kanye, I'm going to let you finish, but first I got to bring back our good friend, Connie. Connie, are you there?
Connie? Vincent Bay, what is your problem?
I think I know
what you need, and I think I have a dog that'll give it to you real good. All right? Because Kenny's next, he's going to be humping my leg, all right? So I'll give you my dog as long as you...
No, it's fine. No, I'm good.
I can't take this show. I'm sorry. I don't know why I left the broadcaster with no shoe. All right? I'm just saying, I'm honest. That's how Connie rolls, all right?
Okay. All right, if anybody wants to help me out here, I got 5 minutes left. I'm trying to get
you. Why do you need help? Are you helpless? What's wrong with you, Vince, in the bay? Which
Connie,
in the bay,
we got five minutes left.
I'm sorry.
Hey, look, we got 5 minutes left. It doesn't matter now because
all right, you go do what you
over.
Want.
But you know, you've been the worst guest host I've ever had. Guest host I've ever had on the show ever. All right,
well,
I'm never coming back to early morning radio ever again. I hate this whole stupid early morning format, where you get only three people calling in, half of them are on drugs, the other half should be on drugs. Nobody has anything to say. The best guest I can book is a two-bit ex-porn actress who's just barely making it as a call girl. And, you know, it's just ridiculous. I get no listeners, nothing of substance. It's just a complete waste of time. I've had it. Connie, any parting thoughts?
Yeah, I just want to say one thing, Vince in the Bay. I hope your anus feels real good in the morning, all right?
Oh, it will be.
Can you hear that?
Oh, it will be. I'm going to work it really good with some. I just got a fresh batch of KY. Got a case in the mail from Amazon.com. I'm going to go to town, sister. What do you think of that, Connie?
I think you are just too focused on your anus.
Well, you brought it up. You were the one that was talking about it.
You're the one that has that all in your show name. You ain't all up on what's going on, Vince and the anus.
All right, look, you fucking whore.
Oh, yeah, you talk to your mama like that? Because I am your mama.
Oh, my God. I wouldn't. I'm not going to go there.
I don't know. I'm just pretty sure, all right? I think that you're one of them babies that they took away from me, all right? I can tell by the sound of your voice.
Yeah. All right, Connie. Well, it's been a lot of fun hanging out with you here, Connie.
I think your anus does not need bleaching, just for the record.
All right, Connie, I appreciate that. Okay, I'm going to be civil here with you at the end of the program. I apologize. Shouldn't have went off on you like that. It's not fair to you. It's not fair to my listeners, all four of them.
You want to talk about fair? I ain't going to get this hour and 40 minutes back of my life. All right, Vince and the INS, so that's really where I stand. I can't get this time back. This was a complete waste of my time. I got real important things to do.
Okay. Well, then, you know what? I should just let you go then. I apologize
to everybody.
This should never have happened. I don't know how we let it happen, but it's my fault. I was bored. I had nothing better to do. I was trying to get Moxie to do a show, And then I came across this Connie horse sled thing, and she kind of just sort of took over, and I feel really bad for all parties involved.
I only took over your anus.
All right, that's it. The show's over. Catch me 10 p.m. Pacific tonight here on Blog Talk Radio. If not, go to hell.
Okay, I'm reloaded. You motherfuckers think you big time? Fucking with Jay-Z, you gonna die big time. Here come the pain.
Jigga, bigger, nigga, how you figure?
Yeah, hey, yo, peep the style and the way the cap sweater. The number one question is, can the feds get him? I got vendettas and dice games against ass betters and niggas who pump wheels and drive jetters. Take that with you.
Hit your back, split you. Fuck bitch fights, the lane scuffle. Pillowcase to your face, make the shell muffle. Shoot your daughter in the calf muscle. Fuck a tussle, nickel plated. Sprinkle coke on the floor, make it drug related. Most haters
can't fade it. While y'all punk Billy, I run up and stunt silly. Scared so you sent your little mans to come kill me. But on the contrary, I packed the Mac Millie. Squeezed off on him, left the paramedic breathing soft on him. What's your name?
Who shot your mouth ties like Sinatra? Peruvians tried to do me in. I ain't paid them yet. Trying to put 700, they ain't made them yet. Rolex and bracelets, frostbit. Ring two, niggas riding away, call me Igloo Stick.
Hey, dear, baby,
where you from?
Brooklyn, going out for all.
Marcy,
you don't stop.
Big Smalls, nigga, shit your drawers. Brooklyn, represent y'all. Hit your fours, you crazy. Think a little bit of rhymes to play me. I'm from Mars, see, I'm varsity, jump your JV.
Jigga,
Jay-Z.
Nigga, baby, my bedside flow's malicious. Delicious, fuck three wishes. Made my road to riches. From 62 to gym stars, my mom's ditching. Gram chopping, police there docking. D's at my door's knocking.
Keep rocking, no more mister. Nice guy, twist your shit. The fuck back with the pistol. Blazing, hot like Cajun. Hotter than even holding work at the Days Inn. With New York plates outside.
Get up out of there. Fuck your ride.
Keep your hands high. Shit gets steeper. Here comes the Grim Reaper. Frank Wright. Need the keys to your innkeeper.
That's right.
Chill, homie. The bitch in the Shoney's told me you're holding more drugs than the pharmacy. You ain't harming me, so pardon me. Pass the safe before I blaze the place and hit six shots just in case.
Trying to do, made a fortune off Peru, extra dyke, China white, hair on, nigga please, like short sleeves, I bear wrong, stay out away from here on,
clear,
gone,
me and Gutter had two spots, the two for $5 hits the blue top, gotta go, Coolio, mean it's getting too hot, if they have twins, she probably have two pop,
Time to separate the pros from the cons, the platinum from the bronze, that butter soft shit from that leather on the bond, a S1 diamond from my I-class dome, a Chardon sipper from a rosé, nigga, Brooklyn, sipping on.
Cristal forever, play the crib when it's mink weather, the mafia keep cannons in they Mark Buchanan, usually quattro cinco, the shell sink flow, tossing ya, mad slugs do your naughty duck, I'm warning ya.
JC and Biggie
Smalls,
nigga shit, she draw.
Where you from?
Brooklyn.
God.